Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Libby.
And I'm Sheena.
And we're talking about Kid Galahad today.
Yes, this is a really fun movie, especially if you like boxing.
That's right.
It's a sports musical.
It's a self-described sports musical.
Yeah.
One of probably very few in that category. but it was really good. I think after we watched it, I decided it's in my top three now. So now I like my favorites are King Creole, Follow That Dream, and Kid Galahad.
Yeah, yeah. And this one, I really liked it a lot because I like the Rocky movies, and so it sort of reminded me of that, with music, which I was cool with. I mean, when are you ever going to complain about hearing Elvis sing? So.
Yeah, yeah. I think this does a really good job of helping audiences identify with Elvis's, like, good guy character.
Yeah, he's a really good guy.
He's a really good guy. You know, he comes home from the service, from the army, and just trying to find a job. And he's just nice to everybody. One of my favorite things is, spoiler alert, after his first fight, when he wins, he comes back to the town where this is, the fictional town where this is filmed, Cream Valley, and everybody, the police officers, mechanics, everyone's coming up to him and saying, you know, patting him on the back and saying, "You said you were from Cream Valley on the air. Like, nobody else says they're from here. So thank you for saying that." So he's like, "Yeah, of course, I want to represent my hometown." And of course, you always get a vibe of that when you come visit Graceland here in Memphis, too, that he carried that on in real life. So I liked getting to know the Elvis character in the movie.
Yeah, yeah, and that was what he was sort of trying to do, was he wanted to come back to a small town, you know, make a little money, you know.
Yeah, he just wanted to kind of get
his life.
Yeah. That's a byproduct, yes. So this came out in August 1962.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis plays Walter.
Yes.
We've kind of caught you up. He comes home from the army looking to start his life, and he walks into this, how would you describe the boxing retreat that they have?
Sort of. I mean, it's sort of a place where a lot of these guys are hanging out and they're practicing, you know, getting cues from each other on how to be better and that sort of thing. And it seems like a really cool kind of cozy community of boxers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. And it's a small town, and we immediately meet Dolly Fletcher,
mm-hmm.
who is the girlfriend, and she often says fiance of Willie Grogan.
Yeah.
And he tries to... He's saying, like, "Hey, I just need a job. I'm really good at cars. Can I be your mechanic?" And they're planning to let him down lightly because, you know, money's tight.
Right.
Willie has found himself in the middle of an organized crime issue, court. So he's getting all sorts of pressure. And so he's like, "Yeah, I don't have money for a mechanic." And then that Walter volunteers to be a sparring partner for this other fighter.
Mm-hmm.
They discover his newfound talent, his potential, and so they bring him on and start paying him to do that.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of really cool characters in this. We talked about Gig Young plays mm-hmm. Willie Grogan.
Right.
Dolly Fletcher is his kind of fiance. And then Rose,
mm-hmm.
the character Rose, is actually Willie's sister.
Right.
Who comes on a little bit later. You
right.
see her in a phone call mm-hmm. with her brother early on, and then later on she actually shows up and is like, "Yeah, you've gotten yourself into some trouble with this, and you're not running this place the way I would do it, and
right.
I own 50%, so I'm going to help you take over this."
Right.
So she kind of takes charge,
mm-hmm.
and then Walter and Rose immediately hit it off.
Shocker.
That's right. Decide to get married, and then everything's kind of happily ever after.
It is a happily ever after. It's a really good movie that you can sort of pop in, you can enjoy the music, you can enjoy the sports, the romance. It sort of has everything.
It
really
does.
Movie.
Yeah, and the other part that we did not focus on yet, besides just Elvis' character falling in love, is so he's involved in this organized crime, and so Willie tries to get Walter, who Elvis is playing, to throw the fight,
mm-hmm.
throw the final fight.
Right.
And It's actually at that final scene where he decides not to, you know, right. everyone, which, okay, I'm going to be
real.
Yeah, because he's a good guy, again, but I was kind of expecting a little denouement about what happened, like kind of wrapping up those loose ends, because I feel like it's not that easy to just decide to not do something that these gangsters are trying to get you to do, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they've been a fixture in the whole movie trying to pressure him into doing all these things for him. And,
right.
But the movie does kind of just end at, okay, well, Elvis decided to win the fight, and he went, which... I'm wondering if maybe I missed the denouement. Maybe everyone bet so much on Walter that it kind of discounted all of the money that would have gone towards throwing the fight. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. Y'all let us know what you thought of the ending. but I loved it. It was a really good movie. And actually, it's actually a remake of a 1937 Bette Davis film.
Right.
And now, Sheena is a huge Bette Davis fan.
I am. And I've seen this one. It's not, it doesn't really feel a lot like this one, just because there's no music.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You would expect an Elvis movie to have music, and of course this does.
Yeah.
But the original, no, there was no music. But what's really cool is that the original 1937 movie, which also had Edward G. Robinson, who is fabulous, and Humphrey Bogart, who is also fabulous, was directed by Michael Curtis. That's the original director, and he also directed King Creole. So
cool.
That's a kind of cool tie-in.
That's very cool, yeah. Another one that I love is Mushy Callahan.
Yeah.
Famous, I think he was a featherweight boxer around that time. Welterweight?
Okay. World champion, junior welterweight. Okay.
So, Bette Davis and boxing. Those are Sheena's favorite things. So, so in the 1937 film, he appeared and then was also like an advisor on the set.
Right.
So, when he retired from boxing, he kind of worked part-time, you know, what so many other people do, like take up a retirement job. Well, his retirement job was in the Hollywood, helping, you know, those athletic musicals that we talked
about.
Get it right when it came to boxing. And so he appeared in a 1937 film, and he also advised, and then in this 1962 Elvis film, he also kind of tutored Elvis in the art of boxing.
Right.
And he actually appeared in that final scene where Walter, played by Elvis, does the final fight with, is it Sugar Boy Romero, I think, that he's supposed to throw the fight, and Mushy Callahan appears as the referee there.
Okay, and we also have some more trivia, because that was a little bit of trivia, but not all the trivia.
That's right, we've got more.
So this movie reached number 9 on Variety's list for that week, and ranked number 37, I'm sorry, for the year. They filmed it in the mountains of Idlewild, California, in the winter of 1961. So the actors were actually really cold, and they were wearing these summer clothes in cold weather and trying to avoid their breath showing up on camera.
Oh, man.
How do you do that?
How difficult. I know.
Exactly, yeah.
Try to breathe cold?
Yeah, yeah. And you've seen actress Joan Blackman, who played Rose before. She was in Blue Hawaii, of course. Yes, so that's very cool. Actor Ed Asner had a small role in this movie. It was only his second movie, actually. And, of course, everyone knows him now as characters from The Mary Tyler Moore Show and Lou Grant. And, yeah, Mushy Callahan was Elvis's boxing coach. He was actually inducted into the World Boxing Hall of Fame in 1989. Champion boxer Orlando De La Fuente. Played Sugar Boy Romero, and the lead announcer in the film, or the fight announcer in the film, was played by real fight announcer Jimmy Lennon. And Elvis actually trained as a boxer for this role. He did road work, he used punching bags, he dieted, and he sparred with professional boxers.
There's a lot of really cool action sequences in this.
Yeah.
But the first one, y'all, it's so surprising because you see Elvis take punch after punch after punch after yeah. punch after punch on the chin, and man, it just does not affect him. His head looks like one of those little bitty punching bags that you mm-hmm. just see people go rounds yeah. with, and it's like, oh my gosh, what is going to happen? But that's his character's thing, right. is that right. he can just take a punch, yeah. and then you wear out your opponent, and then you can throw one, and it'll just knock him out.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what happened, and it's kind of, I would imagine, kind of exhausting to watch that, because so. You think, yeah. oh my gosh, what's going to happen? It's going to be the yeah. last one. No.
And we also have some really cool fan reactions. If you follow us on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, you can share your reactions to Elvis movies, and we will share them here on the podcast. Pam on Twitter said she enjoyed watching Elvis and actor Charles Bronson in this, and them putting the old car down in the barn, the tomato. On Facebook, Steven said he also liked the combination of Elvis and Charles Bronson. And Vicky said she loves the song I Got Lucky, which is one of the most famous songs, of course, in the movie. She said she likes when he's twisting and dancing to that.
Oh, of course. Such a fun Who song. Doesn't?
It's such a fun song.
Yeah, and the first thing you see is Elvis on the back of a truck driving through the mountains yeah. in, I suppose, Attawa, California, and he's singing. So that's the first thing you see when yeah. this movie starts.
And it's like a 95-minute movie, so this is, if you want to watch an Elvis movie and you don't have a ton of time, this is a good one to watch.
Yeah, it's perfect. Perfect yeah. timing. Has everything you need.
Yes.
Singing, dancing, Elvis, boxing.
Romance.
Romance, that's right. And right here, actually, in Elvis the Entertainer, we have the famous film-worn robe that Elvis wears. It's that Kid Galahad. It's the mm-hmm. ivory and green satin looking. It's so cool. We had it on display in the trophy building prior to opening Elvis Presley's Memphis on March 2nd, but now you can see it in mm-hmm. Elvis the Entertainer. We've highlighted a whole Hollywood exhibit, including scripts. We've got this costume, among others. So you've got to come to Graceland in Memphis and check it out.
Yeah, and the cool thing about Elvis the Entertainer is it's not just his movie career. It's every
It's his bit whole of his career. Yeah.
It's jumpsuits. It's, you know, the gold lamé suit from the early days.
It's the Grammys.
So much stuff, yeah. I mean, it's really cool. It's the largest Elvis museum in the world, so.
That's right.
You got to check it out.
You got to check it out. I think that's all we have for you today.
I think so.
Thanks, y'all, for tuning in, and make sure you see us on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter and tell us your fan reactions for all these movies that you're going to watch with us. Thanks, yes. guys.
Thanks. Bye.